not used to having y'all here early like this, so it threw me off a little bit. But excited to have won two games in a row. So the reward we get is we get to go to West Virginia and play a really good basketball team who's coming off a great win. So, but we're excited about it. It's a great opportunity for our team.
Do you have a sense about whether you expect DJ to be able to play?
I'm not expecting it, so we'll see. It'll be a game time decision, but we're really not expecting it.
Y'all have had, I guess, what you might call it, a reasonable turnover team total the last two games. Do you feel like that y'all have made the kind of turn a little bit of a corner there?
We definitely made progress on taking care of the ball and valuing the ball. And again, I said this before: we're a young team being exposed to some things that they've never seen before. And I think we're growing from it. I don't know, being thrown into the fire now against West Virginia and their pressure will be a good test for us. So we'll see. That's the ultimate test for a team that turns the ball over.
A couple other tests. I mean, you guys just came back from the road trip. Now you're having to go to West Virginia, play an early game. They've got, you know, the depth that they have, those couple of things that are going to play against you, you believe?
I don't know if that's a big factor. The West Virginia team is the whole team is what we're concerned about. I mean, they got seniors. They're an upperclassman team. You know, they're playing well. So on the road, you know, there's a lot of challenges there. But this is great for us. It's great for our program. It's great for our team to be playing again on national TV against a top-ranked opponent. So.
Huge game, though, because I guess you would agree, and probably some of the guys, if you were able to go up there and get a win, that really kind of changes the way.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great opportunity. You know, you get a win there, you get back on track in conference play and take care of business in conference. It gives you hope and gives you an opportunity to what we're looking for at the end of the year.
But with a team like West Virginia, how important is it to make them play at your tempo and your speed?
That's key. You know, you've got to break the press and score when you can, and then you got to be able to back it out. We want our big guys involved, so we're going to have to be patient enough to wait when they get in and get post touches. That's the advantage we have at everybody we play.
Confident in you and Admon that he's maybe turned the corner in terms of being able to play point guard, especially going up against this press?
You know, we kind of did it by committee in the last couple of games. You know, him, Chris, and JC have done a really good job of handling the ball and against pressure, but again, we haven't faced this kind of pressure. But I feel good about it. I mean, coming off his best game of the year, so.
To talk about this with Arkansas, when you do have the turnovers, you want them to be where the play stops and you can set up your defense, because that's where they score a lot of points, but mostly it comes off their defense.
Live ball turnovers is, you know, if we're going to throw it away, throw it in the stands and hit somebody with a musket, you know, from West Virginia, you know. So, anyway, that's we talk about that all the time. I'll take the 10-second calls anytime.
Speaking of going into the stands, have you talked to the guys at all about the crowd that they'll have there, and how many times have you gotten to coach in that building?
You know, I haven't coached in that building. I've only been there one time scouting a few years back. But, you know, we've seen a lot of different environments this year, and so this will be another one. It ought to be fun.
When you talk about team that presses, a lot of people think they got a lot of smaller, quicker guys, but they've also got the big guys. They've got, you know, they start three guys, about 6'8" or taller.
Their senior big kid creates a lot of havoc in their press. He's on the ball. He's 6'8", 6'9", and he's big. He knows how to play and how coach wants to play. He's from right there, so. It's kind of like Caruso was for us last year, being a local guy who's been in the program a long time, and a system guy that makes a big difference in their team.
With them coming off a big win over Kansas, is there any kind of advantage to that for you guys?
I hope so. I really don't know. I don't know.
That's one of those things where you don't know whether it'll matter because they've lost or on a roll.
They're going to be ready to play. It's a Coach Huggins team. It's a senior team. You know, I mean, it's an upperclassman team. So they'll be ready to play. Their losses were at Kansas State and against Oklahoma, who had Jordan Woodard, who's one of the best point guards in the country, and he's a senior. So, and it's a league game that used to playing against Oklahoma style. I mean, West Virginia style.
Do you like this break in the middle of the SEC season?
Nobody's excited about it, but like for us this year, it creates an opportunity to get a win against a nationally televised, you know, a nationally recognized team that could help us at the end of the year. So there are bonuses in it, and sometimes there aren't. Now, us being on the road after playing Wednesday and then coming right back to play Tuesday, that's going to be a tough stretch for us. So that part of it I'm not excited about.
Do you pay attention to the other games because it is a challenge and it's advertised as
conference? I follow all our league teams, and us being in the Big 12, I'm familiar with all the Big 12 teams. So, you know, it's I do keep up with it, so.